Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Bo Henderson is our guest, new friend, not for long, though. We're going to get Bo back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the CEO of the Rich Life Advisors. He's the author of the book called The Rich Life, and you've got a special deal you're offering on that book, if I understand you correctly. Bo, tell us about it.
Yeah, Jim, my publisher has set up a deal right now where at richlifebook.com, it's richlifebook.com, just pay the $6.95, I believe, $7.95 shipping, and they'll send you the book with that and some bonuses, some audio things that we included with that, too.
All you pay is a freight.
That's it.
All right, good. So check that out, folks. Richlifebook.com or just richlifebook.com?
Richlifebook.com.
Richlifebook.com. So check it out, folks. There's some free stuff there, including this book, which I'm got right in front of me. It's a lot of good stuff in there. So all right, talk to us. We're talking about finding out if you've got the right kind of financial planning structure. How do we know if our finances are healthy? What are the indicators? You know, you can take my blood pressure, you can take my pulse, you can check my blood, you can listen to my lungs. How do we do that for our financial planning?
You know, there's a couple of things I'd like to talk about here, Jim. Is one, when I ask people this question, and this is everybody I talk to that comes through either through workshops or the books or however, I say, do you have a retirement strategy that, one, you understand, and two, you feel confident in?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to guess what percentage say no?
Probably, I'm going to say 95.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had a person say yes. So it's really high. It's really high. And the key.
Well, you know, I just figure there's always those people who would not admit it. So
admit it, right? Yeah, you might get those one or two. But but what that leads me to was another. We surveyed 100 people one year. That went through the office doors, and we asked them if they actually knew their financial numbers, meaning what's going in, what's going out,
mm-hmm.
What they had in their 401ks, what they needed to have to be on track. And that was a 5%. 1 out of 20 actually had a spreadsheet or checked on and knew where they stood. So one of the biggest things I tell people that I can help them with to put them in the top 5% financially, which is a pretty big promise, but it's true, is if we can just get clarity on knowing your numbers. Most people, mm-hmm. they're just kind of responding through the week.
What do you think? Do you think people just don't want to get mathy? They just, I mean, I'm an analytical person. I like numbers. I love working with numbers because, especially if it's my money and I can put two nickels together and make a dime. You know, I love that. But and of course, as a small business owner, you know, I don't do my own accounting, but I manage my own cash. I can tell you that right now. And, I don't let anybody else do that. But you think some people just don't like doing that?
You know, I think some people have beliefs that I'm not good with money or I'm not good with numbers. So they kind of avoid it and they even unconsciously kind of stay away from it. But for a lot of people, I think, and this applies, all these principles apply to personal finance and business. The not knowing your numbers, you'd be surprised how many businesses don't even know their numbers. It blows my mind. But
I agree. I completely. That's one of the secret, little dirty little secrets about small business is how many small businesses don't produce records. They don't produce financial records. Periodic financial records. Your tax return at the end of the year, folks, is not the answer. That's not a good answer.
Right, and so we run across so many commingled funds that people really don't know what's going through the business, what's personal. And so, yeah, but I think a lot of times what it is people just their financial situation may not be exactly where they want it to be, or they might be worried that it's not. So it's easier just not to look at it. But I say it's easier, it seems easier, but across the board, every time I have somebody actually sit down, sometimes it's taking a couple hours. Maybe an hour, we pull the numbers and they get clarity on their actual situation.
Right.
If it's not where they want to be, there's still always the sense of relief because, okay, now I know where we are. Now we can create a
plan. Well, and what the next step needs to be. And even if your numbers are not where the amount that you wish that it were, you're even a little bit embarrassed that they're not more. You know, someone told me a long time ago, and I like to say this on the show all the time, if you manage the nickels and the dimes, the dollars will take care of themselves. They, even a little bit of money can compound. You can compound that over time. As long what you and I were talking about was earlier about, once you get older, you didn't say you don't have time to increase your nest egg. You just said you don't have time to make any mistakes and then recover from it.
Right. No, I think that is really what I see more than anything, but it's funny, is I'll see people put off getting clarity around their finances for decades, but the minute they do, they're like, oh my gosh, this feels so good. Why did I not do this sooner? Mm-hmm. And this is bonus, Jim. I know we're talking about business here, and the principles apply, though. It's business, personal. You talk about something that'll be a game changer in your life. It, for those of us married or with significant others, start talking about communicating and getting clarity around money with your partner, mm-hmm. and you'll see some big changes start to happen. I've seen relationships actually go from on the brink of falling apart to flourishing. When I got couples.
Let's spend some time on that when we come back after the break. Can we do that?
Perfect.
Give us the website, please.
All right, that's Bo Henderson. That's BEAUHenderson.com.
All right, and then and also for the book, where if you just pay the freight, folks, he's going to send you the new book. Go ahead, Bo.
That's richlifebook.com, richlifebook.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Quick break, right back after the break with our new friend, Bo Henderson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.